don't know any jokes. Oh, God.
That's okay. You can tell me a joke later on.
I will. I think of one.
Okay.
Hey, hey, everybody.
Hi.
What's up?
What's going on?
Welcome to another episode of Charlie and Ponyo.
Yeah.
This time we're back at home.
Yeah, finally. My God.
What do you mean, my God? It was actually a really refreshing short trip. It was nice to get away to recharge for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're back.
I love the travels. Really love the travels.
But? Is there a but to it?
Yeah, but like, Hong Kong's awesome. So yes. We just came back from Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to talk about Macau... Oh, my days.
Oh, we did mention in the last podcast that you were going to bring up Macau.
Yeah, and so I'm bringing it up now.
Well, I'm going to keep it short, but go on. Let's put it this way. For our listeners who have never been to Macau, it's like Vegas. The only difference is that, look, the buildings... The architecture, everything is exactly like Vegas. However, the vibe,
there was no vibe. The vibe is like a toxic sewer drain.
People
like
are there,
from a toilet.
People there are very serious about gambling. Oh, so you don't mess with them.
Man, the gambling problems that those people in Macau have is some next level shit.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes me, like, I completely understand now.
They've got so much money to blow.
I understand, like, in Sydney, when you go to Star City. Yeah. And so, like, I was a Star City kid.
Yes.
And
what
Chinese.
What do you mean, Star City kid?
Back in the days, we used to roll back in, we used to go to Star City. So we're talking about, Star City is the casino that is the main casino in Sydney. And for years we would go there and we would roll deep in pussy and money. This is before I met you.
Yeah.
So this is pre
Ponyo.
Yeah, pre Ponyo.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a good place.
Yeah.
It was a good place.
I'm pretty sure it would have been.
The only crazy thing was the disgusting crazy Chinese Macau people that would turn it into a fucking gigantic, super dirty slug mud fest.
Oh yeah.
Fuck fest. It was just, it was disgusting.
Not just Chinese, but a lot of people. We can't just generalize one particular nationality.
But so fast forward to last week is when we went to Macau.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I saw exactly what I saw at Star City 10 years ago, but just like magnified.
Definitely.
Like from a Macau standpoint. You got like all these rich Asian people that were just throwing money away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the funniest thing, I don't know about you, but for me it was like we're sitting on this mezzanine balcony.
Yes.
We're eating lunch.
Yes.
And there's a bar down in the main hall. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you see... The lights come on and all these security guards pull up like hot, like stripper poles onto this stage, and I didn't even realize there was a stage there. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you know, you've got like poor Russian stripper girls that were rolling out on stage doing this routine that was like super, it was just like, they were just like, they were phoning it in. I don't know. They were just phoning it in.
I felt really bad for them.
There was no proper action to it. It's just like they were just phoning the stage show in.
Yeah.
They did like a 2-minute show.
Yeah.
And then the curtains closed and you could imagine they got the shit beaten out of them because their shit was...
It was pretty sad. It was no one applauded at the end, which was bizarre. Because I guess people were so concentrating on their game, they weren't even paying attention to their girls.
But even going on to, like, Vegas and stuff, like, we went to Vegas.
Yes.
So if you want to go, like, we can talk about... Vegas is probably, like, the flip side of that.
Yeah.
But even Vegas, like, they had their shows there, but, like, the chicks that were on stage didn't seem like they were in a They were in a sex slave cult. They wanted to be as there. As opposed to Macau. Yeah.
They wanted to be there. There's a difference there. Yeah. Definitely. Like I said, it's just a feeling. The whole place, it was just, very intense.
Nothing was in English. Let's say you go in, we went to the biggest... you went to the story? I go on.
No, please don't go on. We don't have time for that.
I'll tell the story anyway. So I've got stories for days. So we caught a ferry from
Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
The ferry ride was pretty cool.
Yeah, the ferry ride was alright.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a hot dog on the Hong Kong end.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever buy a hot dog at the Hong Kong pier.
Oh my god.
That's my one word of advice.
I don't even know why you did.
Yeah, I was hungry.
Yeah. Mind you, they gave you food on the ferry.
Yeah, true. And then from there, it was like the weirdest thing, like, I don't know. I wasn't feeling it.
I know you weren't.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that we went, because now we know what it's like in Macau. great place to take photos. Great place to see, I guess, a different side of China as well.
Oh, I took mad photos.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, luckily we only stayed for one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank fucking Lord.
But you were sort of a bit sour as well, beside the Macau trip.
What?
Your passport.
Oh.
So when you... So from Hong Kong to Macau, you are required to bring your passport because it's actually going into another territory.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Charlie, mind you, I'm pretty sure our dear listeners who have been following on Charlie and Ponyo for a while, there's Charlie got a new passport.
Yeah. So let's continue on. So I got my... So I'm pretty sure if whatever people who are listening, whatever. I had gotten a new passport. It was a pain in the ass to get that passport.
Uh-huh.
Get the passport.
You were super excited as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing is, I think I said in the episode when we were talking about it, it was like it took 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
It came in like a week. That's like the Australian government is like super cool with like passports. Getting stuff out fast.
Yeah.
Get the passport. It's a new passport.
Yes.
Super sexy, sleek. I don't know. One of the things I did hear is like one of the Australian passports is one of the only passports that actually has gold leaf
in
the emblem.
Voila. Really?
Yeah. That's why it costs so fucking much.
Yeah, that's true.
Voila. Yeah, but so anyway, so get the passport and I finally got to try and use it.
Well, to get it blessed.
This time.
Yeah.
And so I didn't realise that all these noobs were going through the regular, what do you call it? The doorways or like the regular usual passport application. So you go through and you stand on this thing and you go and you get called next to line. And you get called on the line, and then there's a guy that looks at you, and then he takes your passport.
Immigration.
This is for everyone that's never done that before. You go through immigration, you stand there, you look at this guy, it's usually a guy, who hates his life, because that's all he does is he looks at people's photos on their passport and at them.
Yeah.
And that's his job.
Yeah.
And then, so, for the last 50 years, they would look at you. They would look at your passport, first. They would look at you, look back at the passport, stamp the passport.
And off you go.
And then give you your passport back, and then off you'd go.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, fuck you, you little snidey little 21-year-old motherfucker, hating on life, whatever. But in 2019, they didn't even do that anymore.
No.
You've got these electronic gates that you open up. You put your passport in, face down.
Mm-hmm.
It swallows your passport up.
Mm-hmm.
Spits it back out.
Mm-hmm.
You then go up to the this little, it's like a little cattle area.
Yeah.
And they tell you to go stand on these two things, and then you go stand there, and then the next thing you know, they take a photo, and they take a photo snap of you, and then
off you go.
And so the most heartbreaking thing for me is that I've got this new passport, and I don't have any stamps on there.
Yeah.
It's the most heartbreaking thing in my entire life. So but I did get two like little printed off little things.
Yes.
What do they call it in the Hong Kong?
They're immigration approval stickers.
Yeah. So I'm gonna stick that into my passport.
Your little scrapbook.
It's my passport scrapbook. And that is gonna be my stamps. And then when I go overseas next time and they look at it, they're like, why is this in your passport?
Why do you have craft glue all over the passport?
This looks fake. You're going to get...
that's a good one.
Yeah, so when they ban me...
But I hear you because I...
But how bad is that though?
It is pretty bad because, you know, when you travel...
The only reason you travel...
Is to get a stamp.
Is to get a fucking stamp.
Yeah. Right? That's what we collect. I mean, I remember we're collecting stamps or stickers back in the younger days.
Yeah, 100%.
But now that we're older and we're traveling a lot more, I'm collecting travel stamps.
That's the only thing we got. Yeah, I love it. Fucking travel stamps.
I love looking at my passport.
But, and so let me just say, it's like the Hongkonese, is that what they're called?
I think so.
If they are not going to stamp your passport, I'm starting to get a little bit scared.
Why?
Because if the Hongkonese are not going to stamp your passport, who the fuck else in the world is going to start?
That's true. Well, when we went to the US, I don't think we had a stamp. Do we have a stamp there?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay.
The US is like George Orwell 1984.
I don't remember that. But a lot of places nowadays. It's like a proper
buttfuck.
But a lot of places nowadays don't require stamping.
Yeah. It's just electronic. Yeah. That's like the heartbreaking thing about technology. But anyway. Anyway.
Whatever. Anyways, on the flight back, the flight back was pretty cool.
Oh.
So for our dear listeners, I love trying to get an empty seat on a flight, especially if it's a long haul.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure everybody's got their own techniques in terms of how to get, I don't know, upgraded or whatever it may be.
You've got to have one of the best ones, though, let's be honest.
Oh, I've got skills to pay the bills. I like to think so. So, we were on the flight back, and what you do, I've always been told this, you always ask the ticket holder when you're checking in how full the flight is. And of course you ask them nicely.
Yeah.
And they'll usually check and let you know, and they'll say, oh, currently it's 80% occupancy or 90% or whatever it may be.
Mm.
On this particular flight from Sydney to Hong Kong, it was completely full. So there was no chance in hell to get an upgrade, right? Which I didn't mind because it was only an 8.5 hour flight back. So we were, the seating configuration for this particular plane was 3-4-3, right? And it was like sort of like the red eye. Yeah, it was a red eye flight back to Sydney.
Yeah.
And of course with a red eye, you want to sleep. So when you wake up in the morning, you would be fresh. So we had the window seat, the middle seat, and a lovely auntie, one of our Asian ladies, sat on the aisle seat.
Mm.
And behind us, there were two empty seats. And I said to the auntie, when the auntie sat down, I said, hey, auntie, there's two empty seats at the back. Did you want to sit back there? Being polite. In other words, do you want to move because we want an extra seat next to us? I was really nice. And she's like, oh, yeah, I do. She said, but we can't move yet because they haven't closed the door. I said, that's fine, auntie. I'll just put my bag on the seat behind me to block it off so no one else can jump in there, which is another tip to our dear listeners.
Yeah.
Just put your bag there. I just had a canvas bag and in there was just my headphones and my pillow, right? Chuck that there, leave it there. No one can say anything, right?
Yeah, well, they can say.
So we're I guess, coming towards the part where they're about to close the doors.
Yeah.
And you can hear that over the speakers. So I said to Auntie, Auntie, it's time. She's like, oh, okay. She got so excited. She jumped all the way at the back. There you go. We had an extra seat between two of us, which was pretty sweet.
No, and I think that goes, it's, if you can have two seats between, so you have three seats and only two people sitting in those three seats.
Yes.
Oh my days.
Oh yeah, makes a big difference. Especially if you can't, if you've not been upgrading.
We weren't sitting in first class.
No, no, but I think it's better.
It's, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I think it's probably just as good.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I like having that extra area to be able to just like.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know, we can.
It was good.
Yeah, I liked it.
But yes,
be able to hang out, be able to like. Put it, the coolest thing I think about having the spare seat in between us is when you have the food service.
Yes.
And everyone's going to put their tray tables down and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But after you eat the meal.
Yes.
Well, then what happens?
Yeah.
So what we did is, and what everyone should do if they have a spare seat mm. is that you close your tray tables and you put it all into the middle.
Yeah.
And then it's there in the middle and you can chill.
You can go to the bathroom before everyone else.
Yeah.
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 You can get up and move around. It was pretty awesome.
My favorite.
Yeah. So dear listeners, do you have any travel tips, especially to have an extra seat on the plane or to get upgraded? Please let us know. We would love to hear your tips and tricks.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, mm-hmm. let me ask you a couple of rapid fire questions and like.
Oh yeah.
Because
it's been. I mean, we've been doing the podcast for a while, and our dear listeners, I don't think they know too much about us. I mean, they have a fair idea of who we are, but why not?
Yeah, so as I sit here with my Jack Daniels and Coke on a Sunday afternoon, and you've got your full bottle of tequila.
No tequila today. It's just water. It looks like tequila.
The funny thing is like, I always say, like, Ponyo's drinking, like, vodka and all that type of
stuff. No.
She drinks water.
I'm pretty good.
And that is all she drinks.
But the thing is, when I do drink, I go hard out. And I can drink.
That's an understatement. You're like a Marvel comic book movie when you start drinking.
What does that mean?
You're like Deadpool.
What does that mean?
You're like Deadpool or like one of the characters from X-Men. You fuck shit up.
Oh.
Anyway. Thanks,
babe. I'll take that as a compliment. Okay, ready?
I would if I was you.
Yeah, ready?
But no, so like.
I'm ready.
I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
And like, they're just the usual random, like, if we could talk about it, they're probably like the usual random speed dating questions that people would ask.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But I probably know the answers to these questions.
Ooh.
But
I should get you to answer first and then I'll answer, see if it's accurate. That's okay. Just throw the questions at me.
Yeah, so I got a couple of good ones.
Okay.
And then I'm pretty sure you can, off the back of that, you can think of questions
for me. I've got questions. Me. Of course I've got questions.
You've always got questions for me. So my first one is probably the most pertinent, but it's probably the most dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
Coke or Pepsi?
Oh, it depends what I'm eating.
It's a simple question.
Oh.
Coke or Pepsi?
None.
Oh, you can't. No, it's going to be one of the two. So if you're stuck on a deserted island.
Yeah.
And
one soft drink?
You had Coke or Pepsi to choose from. What's it going to be? Okay. Next question. That's a non-answer, and that's bullshit,
that's
by the way.
Non-answer.
No, that's a bullshit. That's a bullshit answer, by
it's
the
not
way.
It's not a bullshit.
Okay, so for me, so if I was going to answer the question,
you'll go Coke.
Coke, 100%.
Of course, you'll go
but,
Coke.
Yeah, but you can't give me like a no.
I like sarsaparilla.
Whatever you. No. You missed a chance.
I say sarsaparilla.
Favorite book? Sarsaparilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that wasn't part of the question, so whatever. Favorite book?
The Alchemist.
Why?
The message behind it. And the person that gave me the book originally.
Hmm?
Well,
okay. Sounds like a story. Hey.
I'll say
no,
it.
No, quick too, question. Too long didn't
read. Okay.
We don't need to hear about your backstory about why it's the favorite
Buy
book.
The question.
Okay. That's cool.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Favorite color and why?
Ooh.
You sound constipated.
I do, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Favorite color. Come on.
To wear or just in general just color?
Your favorite color.
I say yellow.
Why?
Makes me happy.
Okay. favorite song?
No, you can't do that.
Okay.
Just well, quickly.
One of your favorite songs.
Fleetwood Mac, Dreams.
Why?
The meaning behind it and the sound of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those old school songs that I can... It's one of those songs that if I'm stuck on a desert island, I can listen to that every single day.
So if you were in Lost...
Yep.
That's the song...
That's my song. That's my jam.
That would drive me to kill all the rest of the people on the island. Just now.
That's fine.
Okay. you're shaking in your boots.
Yep.
What would you consider your favourite food as? Or one of?
Vietnamese food.
What specifically?
Anything with vermicelli and fish sauce and herbs.
Okay.
And protein.
Okay.
Any type of protein, but yeah.
Okay.
Mhm. I can eat that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you can actually because yeah. I've seen you fucking eat that every day.
Yeah.
What have you grown up learning, studying? You get a little bit of backstory.
Now,
bit of backstory.
Is that too much? People can go on my LinkedIn, I guess.
No.
So I have an undergraduate, Bachelor of Arts in Organizational Learning, which is basically HR development.
Mm. Nice.
And then I took a year off, worked. My.
Oh, what did you do for a year? Oh.
I didn't have a
job. No. Skip that. Keep going. Okay.
And then my best friend, Cassandra, hello, encouraged me to take on my postgraduate.
To do topless waitering.
So I completed my master's in adult education.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the good thing...
So you can teach me about fractal...
Sure.
...education.
The good thing about my master's...
Mm.
...that I didn't have to pay for a cent because I worked pay for it.
So
pretty sweet.
Oh, see, that is how you get a formal education.
Yes.
Get the company that you work for...
Yeah.
...to...
But I'm pretty lucky. I mean, I'm knock on wood, I'm very good with my finances... So I paid off my bachelor. I don't have an hex. I don't owe any money.
Yeah, because the company that you work for paid for your fucking education.
And they paid for my master's. Oh!
Oops.
Oh, taxi.
Anyway.
Don't worry, guys. It was only...
I'm just smoking my vape.
Yep. It was only the vape falling. So don't worry about that. Undergraduate and... Masters, and I also have a certificate 4 in workplace training and development as well.
That's pretty good.
Yes, thank you.
I'll be honest with you.
I'm very proud
of myself.
You've
done a lot in your life.
Oh, yeah.
You just need to like write a novel and
have
be
a
an
movie.
Instagram star.
And have a movie and get somebody to play with me. Yep. Next.
I didn't want to... Overkill everyone.
Oh.
With your question.
Oh.
Oh, do you want to keep going?
Yeah, go a few more. And then I'll ask mine, and it will be my turn.
Oh, your turn. All the questions from here on in are hardcore questions.
Oh, okay. Just maybe two more then.
What do you feel is the meaning of your life?
Right now, meaning of life.
Your.
My meaning of my life.
Yeah.
God, that's deep now.
Oh, the last question is even harder. So, yeah, go for it.
I feel like I've been put on this universe for a reason. And that is to My meaning of my life right now is just to find happiness within myself and to be content with what I have. Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. I hear. I hear.
Next one. Last one.
It was a follow-on to that question, but...
Okay.
Oh, you really want to keep going?
Oh, up to you.
Why did you want to do podcasting?
Oh.
Why did you want to do this at the start?
It's, I guess for us, or for myself, when I approached the idea to you, Charlie, I wanted something to record that we were able to perhaps one day, if we decide to have kids, to give it to them. It's like a little capsule of
time
us. Like a time capsule between us. It's a great way to capture our stories because not only for our future kid or kids.
It's for posterity, for the future of...
Not only that, not only for them, but for me as well, because I had the worst memories. So my memory, I'll be doing something last week and I'll be completely forgotten all everything about it. So that's why for me, photos and now podcasting, they're so precious. I'm able to reflect back and go back on them as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes me back to that time frame.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I hear.
So when I look at a photo, I go back to that place.
Mm-hmm.
When I listen to the podcast, it reminds me of that particular event at that particular time. So I hear. That's, I guess, one of the main reasons why we're doing the podcast.
Good answer.
Thank you, Charlie.
Good answer.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. Thank you.
That's next level.
Yeah?
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Dear followers, just to let you know, a little disclaimer, Charlie did not share any of these questions with me beforehand, so they just came off the bat.
Yeah, no, I was...
Yeah, they were kept secrets, yep. Yep, ready?
Ready for what?
Just my turn for questions.
Oh, you're going to ask me questions now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay.
Fire questions, well, okay?
Oh, five? Okay.
No, fire. I want to fire them at you. You just give it to me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all about answering questions.
What color is your toothbrush?
I think it's blue, white, and blue.
Correct.
Shit.
If you could be any animal, what would it be, and why?
Oh, good question. Dolphin. And why? Because 1/3 of the earth is above land. The other 3/4 of the planet is below the surface, and there is so much cool shit that's probably going on in there.
I like that.
And dolphins their evolution is like 3-4 million years.
Yes.
So that's why they've got sonar sensors.
Yes.
So you can imagine the shit that they're saying to each other. Through long distance, I don't know.
Good, okay. this one's good.
There you go.
If a movie was made of your life, what genre would it be and who would play you? Ooh.
Your questions are so much better than mine.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I prefaced this as, like, I'll ask you a couple of questions and you were like, oh, I'll ask you a couple of questions then.
You didn't expect these kind of questions, okay.
And, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Horror movie?
Of course.
So, I always loved horror movies. Mm-hmm. I grew up on that genre. Who would play... Wait, was that who would play me?
Yes.
Who's that Asian dude? It
doesn't have to be Asian. Just because you're Asian doesn't have to be...
Oh, Tom Hardy then.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Hardy will play
in
me.
In a horror movie?
Fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Tom Hardy.
I would suck his dick.
I know you would. Anyway, okay.
That's another story.
Okay. If you can go anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
In the world?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Does it have to be in the world?
Mm.
Oh. Antarctica.
Yep. Sounds good.
It's the most least...
explored?
Absolutely. Place in the world.
Mm-hmm. Next question. What is the one thing that annoys you the most?
People that don't indicate in a roundabout. No, seriously.
I know. Yeah, that really...
So when you're sitting in the roundabout and they don't indicate when they're coming out of the roundabout...
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So just with that being said, so when I drive nowadays, especially around our area, I have my window half down. So that when they don't indicate, do you know what happens?
What?
I throw my finger out at them and I'm like, fuck you for you not indicating, you're a stupid...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one.
Mm.
What is your favorite movie quote? These are good questions,
Oh, that's a good question. It'd be from Prime. It'd be maybe Primer.
Uh-huh.
The movie. 2007.
Uh-huh.
No, scrap that.
Okay.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
Ask me that next episode. Okay. Because I think I need to fully... Look at that.
This one's a bit sloppy, but anyways. Okay. Describe the perfect kiss in 3 words.
Yum.
That's 1 word.
Yeah. Yum.
That's...
But with... Y-U-M. Like, it's like...
This is how you describe a kiss in 3 words?
Oh, romantic as fuck then.
Okay, romantic, I like that.
Romantic as fuck.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, yeah.
What is your biggest addiction?
Right, probably this minute, alcohol?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe cigarettes? No, I don't even smoke cigarettes anymore. Maybe vaping.
Mm. Is alcohol a good addiction?
Mm.
You sound like facts, an alcoholic. Man. Oh, okay. You're not painting a really good picture for the listeners, but no. Okay.
Right.
When I dance, I look like...
You look like?
What you do? What do you look like when you dance?
Oh, Michael Jackson.
That's too funny. If that's what you think.
I'm like an alcoholic Michael Jackson.
Next one. What is the thing you're most afraid of?
If I had to be honest, it would probably be having to repeat a reincarnation of myself or reincarnation of my life back in a lower level or something. That'd probably be pretty bad. It's like what they say in Dante's Inferno or something. It's like where hell is whatever you want it to be or whatever you make it. Mm. And so if it's repeating the same day over again, or if it's repeating the... You know what I mean? Like, there's so many different versions of that. What would yours be? You know what we should do? So, when do you finish answering these questions?
Okay.
I'm going to flip these around and talk, and you're going to answer them.
What am I most afraid of? The unknown.
Explain.
Actually,
the unknown.
I'm not afraid of a lot of things. Okay, I get that I'm afraid of spiders, cockroaches, and all that. That's a given.
Mm.
But really, I don't think I'm afraid of a lot of things. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life. I've been through a lot of challenging things in my life as well. Mm. I don't think there's anything ever that has really scared me or. Yeah, I'm not even afraid of dying.
So is that an answer but a non-answer?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the other question?
Which one?
The one before that.
Are we going back now?
Yeah, so you're going to reverse order of the questions you asked me.
Okay, fine. So when I dance, I look like... That's okay. Okay, so you went with Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Jennifer Lopez. Because when I dance, I've got the salsa moves. I've got the Latino.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
Yeah. I feel you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you mocking me at the moment?
A little bit.
Oh.
Next question.
Okay, so my one, what was it? Let me go back. I need to write these down. Oh. If I could be any animal, what would be and why?
Yes.
An eagle, because they aim high.
No, but that's a... Yeah, like, Let me call you on that a little bit. Like, that's a bit that's a little bit of a BS.
No, it's not.
No. The animal's fine, but like your
reasoning.
Yeah, that I'll challenge that. What is that supposed to mean?
What I'm trying to say is, I'm a type of person that likes to aim for heart.
I get that, and it's kind of, it's like, I get that, because eagles are apex predators as yeah. well, so okay, I get that.
Let what is slide. The one thing that annoys me the most? Ooh. Oh. There's a lot of things.
Fucking. But how long have we got? This will take the entire next episode.
I think so too.
One thing.
One yeah. thing right now that I can yeah. think on top of my head.
Yeah, okay.
When you're buying bread and you come home and it's all squish, that fucking annoys me.
Ooh, that's original.
Oh, really?
That's original.
Because it's all fluffy in the store, and by the time yeah. you bring it home and it's yeah. all...
And it's because yeah. I'm the one that you squishes the bread. Okay, next one.
Next one is, I think the final question I have here is, what color is my toothbrush? Pink.
Yeah, true.
There you go.
Mm.
So, dear listeners, if you like that segment... of getting to know a bit more about Charlie and Ponyo. We've got more questions for each other. Please let us know. Share the love. If you don't like it, yeah. let us know as well.
Yeah, I mean, let's just like, it is what it is. Let's be honest.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm surprised some of those aren't.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I didn't realise what you thought about some of those things.
Oh, really?
You think about. Yeah.
Good in a bad way.
A good way. Okay. I'm going to go back to the drawing board though, for fuck's sake. Cool. Yeah. No, that's cool though.
I'll give you, what was your kiss again? Like, describe your kiss again? Yum. I'll give you a yummy kiss after this podcast.
Yum.
Till then, people.
Have a good week.
Be good to each other.
Bye.
Peace out. Like having the voice come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't